Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Family Life Assurance Company of Columbus, Aflac.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me. My pleasure, as always. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's one of them. That's the original one. That's the flagship. That's the one where you can find the show in a number of different ways. You can listen to it a number of different ways, in MP3 format and lots of podcasting, at least a couple of podcasting capabilities, and an RSS feed. So check that out when you get a chance. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out our blog as well while you're there. And, of course, don't forget our new knowledge base, AskJim.biz, Small Business Answers Now. And I'm very excited to say that Gene Marks, who's our guest this half hour, we're very proud to have him as an outstanding contributor to AskJim.biz. And so I hope you'll go find some of the things that he's provided for us there, for you there, I should say. Don't forget, all of my websites, whatever I have, there's no barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you in and let you have it. Gene Marks, as I say, is our guest. He's the he is the penny pincher. He's the author of Outfoxing the Small Business Owner and Street Smart, the Small Business Book of Lists, which is just an absolutely outstanding publication. Many of you have seen his byline in the City Business Journals, and he does a lot of speaking, a high energy speaker all over the world, and he's our good friend Gene. Welcome back to the show.
Hey Jim, how are you doing?
It's good to have you back. What's this? Tell us about Outfoxing the Small Business Owner.
Sure. I wrote Outfoxing a couple of years ago. That was my first book that I wrote. I've written four since, and the Streetwise, the Small Business Book of Lists being my latest. Outfoxing was a therapeutic exercise, Jim, because my company, we provide software and consulting services to small companies. And we have about 500 clients, and our clients are all small businesses like myself. And I wrote Outfoxing the Small Business Owner because I believe, and I'm even more strongly believe now, that marketing and selling and servicing the small business market is a completely different animal than marketing, selling, and servicing the large business market.
No question about it.
And that's what Outfoxing the Small Business Owner is all about. It's about my experiences and my advice for how to, you know, market, sell, and service the small business marketplace.
When I talk to big companies about small business, and as you know, Gene, I teach big businesses how to speak small business as a second language, and when I talk to them, I say, you got to understand, small businesses are not you smaller. They're not big business writ small.
That's
it's
correct.
A whole it's a different species, and they don't get that. And see, that's when they come across as manipulative, is when they don't get that, don't they?
Yeah, that is correct. And it's funny because, there's been a whole industry of people since I've written that book. I'm not saying that I spawned it at all, but there's just been more people have been realizing that dealing with the small business marketplace is a different type of market. And we were always selling software. Again, we sell accounting software and contact management and CRM software, and the software vendors will always say, well, what industry are you in? Are you in manufacturing, or do you sell to distributors? Do you sell to service people? And my answer always was saying, we sell to small business. They might be in all these different industries, but small business, in my opinion, is an industry itself.
Well, there's no question about that, and it certainly is a demographic all by itself.
That's
another thing that I've been talking about for a long time, is small business as a demographic of its own.
Yeah, it really is. And, I can tell you that there's a great website out there. There's a bunch of them that are out there. Like, we were speaking earlier about Ramon Ray, but also Anita Campbell, who you must have bumped into in your
travel. I know Anita. Sure.
Yeah, she has a great site called smallbiztrends.com. And I love her site because it is a site devoted all about marketing and selling and servicing to the small business market. And I think people are waking up to the fact that, it's a unique thing to look at, and people that understand it well can make a lot of money.
Well, and of course, you and I are one thing we certainly agree on all the time, and that is how worthy small business owners are to work for. I mean, and to help. They're so lovable and huggable and cuddly, aren't they, Gene?
Well, I'm not quite sure if we're talking about all the same clients here.
Yeah, they all are. They're all so huggable and cuddly. I mean, I'm huggable and cuddly, aren't you, Gene?
You'll have to ask my wife that question. I tell you, we have, when we're dealing with small companies, like the guys that we deal with, there's sort of like different rules as well. You talk about being huggable. I mean, you know, in our company, we say if three quarters, if 75% of our clients are satisfied at any given time, we're happy with that. Because, you know, not all small business owners can be lovable and huggable. And, you know, the trick is when you're dealing with that marketplace is knowing when to disqualify somebody that's not working out and make your way through. I mean, there's 20 million small businesses in this country alone, so there's plenty of fish in the sea. And one of the things I talk about in that book is the trick of saying, look, you know, you don't have to make everybody happy, and you don't have to do business with everybody if you're working in the small business marketplace. You know, pick and choose the people you really like to work with and get rid of the guys that you don't, because they're just going to eat up your time and profits.
Well, that's such an important point, Gene, because small business owners tend to think that they've got to try to go after everybody on the planet.
Right.
And you know what I tell them? Hey, guys, that'd be the worst thing that could happen if everybody showed up all at once.
Yeah, it's exactly right. And I've learned. I mean, I'm 42 years old, and I've worked with people that are, you know, much older than me. And I've really learned from other business owners that do it right. And some of them, I guess you get to an age and a self-confidence thing, Jim, where you look at it, you say, you know what? I don't need to please everybody. I don't need to sell to everybody. You know, I'm at a point where I can say no a lot more. Mm-hmm. And I've learned that those guys that run really profitable businesses have learned to say no.
Well, I really prefer rather than saying no, although that's one good way to say it, and it is an attitude you have to assume. I'd prefer to just say stick to my knitting, meaning if I stick to my knitting, I'm not designed to serve everyone.
It's absolutely right. And, you know, even when I say, you know, saying no, I mean, my dad had always taught me, and rightly so, that you never say, you know, you never turn down a client. You let the client or the customer decide to turn you down. So, you know, you never want to say sorry, but, you know, we don't want to do business with you. But if you present it the right way to a prospective customer that, you know, we're not the right fit together, or, you know, this isn't what we do normally, you'll let the customer make that decision.
Well, one way you can do that is about to raise your price.
And if
they take it, then it's worth it.
Yeah, and it's funny to say that, too. I mean, you know, you learn from your clients. I had another real smart client, and I talk about this in that book, but had a real smart client, a printer, and he would do just that, Jim. And he would do elaborate estimates for the work he was going to do for a prospective client. But if his prospective customer was a real difficult one, he had a special line on that estimate.
Yeah.
And yeah. I'm not going to tell you what he called it, but you can figure it out.
I know that line. I helped invent that line. I know all about that. Stand by, Gene. Gene Marks, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, we're going to talk about some ways to save you money right after these messages with our good friend Gene Marks. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Now it's time to go home. And he makes it fast with one more thing.
We're back. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Gene Marks. Gene is the author of Street Smart, Small Business Book of Lists, which I encourage you to check out. I already mentioned Outfoxing the Small Business Owner, and he also has written a book called Small Business Desk Reference and The Complete Idiot's Guide to Successful Outsourcing. Gene, you'll have to come back another day unless you and me talk about outsourcing.
Okay.
Because that's a whole lot. I think you probably agree with me when I say that Lou Dobbs is dangerous.
I've been thinking that for years.
Yeah, he's dangerous, and outsourcing is the best thing that ever happened to small business. Let's get you back on again real soon and talk just about that.
Yeah, it's a great topic.
It's a wonderful topic.
I think outsourcing is a great thing for small business. I don't know why everybody's so afraid of it.
It's the best thing that ever happened to small business is somebody put a pocket on a shirt.
Yep.
Gene, let's talk about saving some money. Oh, wait. Before we go any further, I want you to give us your website, please.
That's fine. Pennypinchingtips.com is my website.
Pennypinchingtips.com.
Correct.
And also marksgroup.net.
Correct.
You don't mind giving us that one, yeah?
That's correct. Pennypinchingtips.com and marksgroup.net basically will land you in the same place. And on that site, you know, we have white papers available, the ability to buy the Streetwise Small Business Book of Lists, and you know, other information on saving money.
If we buy it on your website, can we get a signed, an autographed copy?
Unfortunately, no. But if you make a special request, I'll be happy for you.
Make a special request, folks. Tell them you want them to work a little harder for your book. Okay, Gene, how do we save some money?
There's a lot of ways, Jim, and you know, as I go around and talk to a lot of business owners and all, we talk about different ways that people running businesses can save some money, and you know, you can save money in all sorts of different ways. I mean, your phone and your office expenses, and even just buying stuff. I mean, for example, there's and again, I don't know how often you've talked about this before, but when we go as a company to buy things, we you know, we start out on the internet because we can buy a lot of good stuff on the internet, and one site that I visit a lot when I like to buy stuff is a site called Frugal.com.
Yep.
And Frugal.com is it's gotten, you know, little recognition, and in some cases some critics have gone to say that, you know, they've compared it to other shopping sites and don't like it. I love this site. Frugal.com is run by the guys at Google, and they've recently changed it to call it, you know, Google, you know, products. But what I love about it is that you can go to Frugal.com.
How do you spell that?
Frugle.
Like Google, like, with an FR.
Okay. Correct. And what's great about it is that whenever I look to as an owner to buy something, whether it's a piece of equipment or furniture or software or a computer or whatever I want to get, you type in a keyword in Frugal, a model number, a manufacturer, you know, a description, and what it does is, you know, different than Google, it doesn't just search the whole web and bring back everything about that product. It only searches the sites that are selling that product. So you bring back wherever that product is being sold around the world. And then the next key thing about Frugal is that you can then sort the results from lowest price to highest price.
And it might even bring back a business that's in your neighborhood.
Absolutely right.
And that's the reason why everybody on every business on planet Earth needs to have a website.
That's exactly right, because, you know, I have purchased stuff from people around this country, whether they're in my backyard or in Taiwan, that I would never have bumped into before, because you're right, they had a website, they were selling stuff on that website, and Frugal picked them up.
You know, Gene, I don't know if you did this, but back in 1990s, instead of buying .com stocks, we should have been buying UPS and FedEx stocks, shouldn't
we? Boy, is that the truth. I mean, you know, it is, you know, the money that those companies have made, and yet, you know, UPS and FedEx, in my opinion, I think they're wonderfully run companies and deserve every penny, as opposed to some other companies that I always are at war with.
What are some other ways to save money?
I tell you, still there when I'm going to buy, you know, things on the internet. There are many free services that are out there that a lot of people are not really aware of, that as a business owner you should be aware. If you're paying for conference calls now, you shouldn't be doing it. There is a really neat little service called freeconferencecall.com, and we've been using it now.
How do they make their money?
You know, everybody asks me that question, and I've got a really easy answer for it. They do something, an incredible concept. They give away a service for free so that you can see how you like working with the company, and if you want more services or premium services, then you pay.
So if you just want garden variety basic stuff, they give you that, what a prospect.
Yeah, what a thought. What an ingenious idea, right? I mean, they can offer you free conference calling services, and what that means is you sign up for nothing. They give you a conference call number. It's not a toll-free number. It's like a regular call number, like a 712 area code is what we're using.
Right.
And then you give that same number and, you know, the conference code to whoever is participating in the call.
And everybody comes in.
Yeah, everybody's paying for their own call. That's fair enough.
Yeah.
And you're paying for your own call, but you're not paying for everybody else. They even record the calls as well. But if you want more services, say you're really using it and you want more than 100 people on a call, or you need to schedule calls,
or you want to pay for it,
then you want to pay for it. That's when you're going to start to pay.
Yeah.
And if you've had good experience with them and they've been doing a great job, you're willing to pay for it. And I think,
Gina, I got 30 seconds. One more quick tip. 30 seconds.
Yeah, one great site that I would recommend to everybody is a site called Delicious. It's del.icio.us. Delicious. It's a great site. No www, no .com. It's a site where you can go and save all of your favorite sites. Everybody's saving their favorite sites.
Wait a minute. There's no food there?
No food.
Oh, man, you had my mouth watering. I thought you were going to tell me about some good food there or something.
All right. Well, you'll learn from a lot of business owners what their favorite sites are as well and where they're saving money.
Gene, quickly, your website one more time.
Pennypinchingtips.com, Jim.
Thanks, Gene. Will you come back again real soon?
I would love to.
Enjoyed it, Jane. Gene Marks, ladies and gentlemen, he's the best. Quick break, right back with Steve Martin. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.